healing and overcoming some of these wounds and these things that someone said to us that made us feel like we're not enough. It doesn't need to be a big, complicated healing journey process. It could be a conscious choice. It could be like, you know what? I don't believe that. That's not true about me. What is true about me is this. All right, gang, I'm traveling again this week, so you know what that means. Time for another Diamond Life Mentor Uncut episode. This one is short but powerful. In today's episode, I guide one of my students through a powerful transformation on a recent client coaching call inside our accelerator program. All right, without further ado, let's jump into it. Felipe, what's up, amigo? You're back, brother. All right, long story short, and then he goes on and still tells a long story. Classic. Right? When someone does the long story short and then still it's long, that's some classic shit right there. Just bugging you, bro. All right. So you said, long story short, I am being fully self-responsible and self-accountable for my results. Finally. Well, that's a great start. We're just kind of talking about that right now. There's a lot of urgency and I've been obsessing about my business 10 plus hours a day for the last month or so. And that is bringing me a lot of attention. I bet. That's great. I'm sitting around 20 leads a day on average, having lots of conversations, sharing webinars, jumping on calls myself. I listened to a replay from the end of October and everything just hit me. My question is, I do feel like there's a bit of a disconnect there. So I'm testing a new ad copy to draw in the more serious and ready ones. Now I feel like I am this close to starting to make 3 to 5 sales a week. There's something missing because I'm not closing them. Most conversations go really well on the calls, but as it gets to the end, they say they want to think about it or this or that. I do feel like I'm wasting my time with a lot of leads who seem like they're just curious and not really ready for a change. I'm aware that they have deeper objections and that most likely I'm not addressing them properly. Is there anything here that you see I can do? Perhaps a small change, little tweak to increase my conversion rate? So far, it's been roughly 10 calls in a week and 0 sales. Do I just keep doing them and eventually I'll figure out my numbers and then just scale from there? Don't want to be wasting too much time doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. I know I am so close. I just can't see what's missing. Please help. All right, great. Do you want to unmute yourself, bro? We can have a little bit of a chat.
100%. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, brother. It's great to have you. All right. So let's talk about a few. You covered quite a bit, like, it wasn't necessarily a long story, but you did mention a lot of details, which is a good thing. But I have to unpack this a little bit. So when you said you're sitting around 20 leads a day on average, having lots of conversations, sharing webinars, jumping on calls, I've listened to a replay from the end of October and everything just hit me. So let's talk about that first. So I've listened to a replay from the end of October and everything just hit me. Give me context. What do you mean? What hit you?
Because I've got this ad going now. I've recently started working with someone, with an ad specialist, and he's helped me create a really good ad. And I'm bringing in a lot of leads. And I feel like a lot of these leads, they're not really, I feel like there's a bit of disconnect from coming from the top of my funnel where they watch my ad and then they come down and started talking to them. Really good conversations. I find most of them, their pain points. And then once they get to the call, which I've tried both, I've tried sharing webinars and then I tried jumping on a call myself and then just having a chat, connecting first. And then if we see if that's a good fit, I'm moving to doing the presentation live on the call. And that also didn't work. So then I heard this call and I watched this call and you mentioned there where you go from a place of adding to your ad copy where you can go and add, like, you know, if you're ready, if you're someone that's willing, if it's someone that ready to become, to make a change, and even if you don't have the money, but you're willing to go get the money and find the money to do a finance or anything like that, you know, then if this is you, then click below and let's have a chat. So, you know, I thought maybe I'll do this change. And then I thought, and instantly it just made me think, well, I need to go back and go to Balaj and have a chat, because at the end of the day, I know that I'm that close. You know, especially after so long now, but I've learned so much and I feel like there's something missing. There's a little bit there. I'm ready and I know that I'm talking to a lot of good quality people, but I just can't close them. So something that's just missing. Does that answer your question?
A little bit. I'm going to give you an alternative perspective here. What if you're addicted to the idea that something is missing. Awesome. What if this is just something that you're holding on to from some other subconscious place in your life? Because from what I understand, all of our coaching calls and stuff, and you like I know you've been in the community a while and you've been in the coaching stuff, this is always a theme for everything that you're doing, everything that you're saying. There's always something missing, something. What if nothing's missing? What if you're qualified? What if you're ready? What if you have the info? What if you're just ready to rock and roll? You just got to remove the story. I don't think anything's missing, dude. There's people in this community that are half as talented as you, half as dialed in as you, half as sharp as you, crushing it. They just don't have the story. What if? Thought about that? Have you considered that?
No. Not really.
I would journal on that. I would meditate on that. I'd go for a walk by yourself in solitude, just fresh air, nature. Think about it. Maybe there's some connection to this idea that something is missing in you from your past, from your childhood, from your parents, from your dad saying something to you, from your mom saying something to you, from a teacher saying something to you at some point in your past that makes you feel like you're not enough, or makes you feel like you can't do this, or makes you feel like something is missing, when in fact that's all bullshit and it's not true. So there's that. It looks like I struck a nerve, brother.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry, bro. This is transformation. You are transforming right now in front of all of us, and we're holding space for you, bro. This is a safe space for you to feel it.
Yeah, you're right. That there's a heat on massively. 100%.
So it's just about choosing, bro. It's like, sometimes when I hear people going through this process of around like healing and overcoming some of these wounds and these things that someone said to us that made us feel like we're not enough, or I don't know the specific details of what happened or whatever the details are, it doesn't need to be a big complicated healing journey process. It could be a conscious choice. It could be like, you know what? I don't believe that. That's not true about me. What is true about me is this, and replacing it with a different feeling. It doesn't always need to be this big thing. I'm not saying don't go get some therapy or do some sort of modalities around, you know, healing and stuff like this. I think that would be a good idea for you to explore that for sure. But it could just be a choice, bro. It could just be a choice. And when it comes to these calls that you're having, or all of you are having, there's a bit of a theme here that has come up on this call. Just, I guess everybody's energetically connected and we're all experiencing similar challenges. So that just makes a lot of sense. But I think there's a level of just being more direct with people, being more true with people. And maybe you're being too nice, dude. Maybe you're being too nice. You're letting people off the hook. You're getting on these calls. You're supposed to be doing the selling and you're doing all the buying. You're buying their bullshit excuses. You're buying their limiting beliefs. You're buying their everything they say to you, and you're just too nice. You're not actually getting through to someone and being like, listen, man, if you want to get on this call with me and tell me all the reasons why you can't do something, I'm not going to let you do that. So you're on the wrong call, man. Go back to your freaking girl. No, just, it doesn't even make sense. You're probably not talking to girls, but I was going to say, go have a girls' night with your friends and have some wine and watch The Bachelor and talk about your problems there, because this is not the place for it. That probably doesn't make sense if you said that to some dude. It would be funny, but probably wouldn't get you a sale. You see where I'm going with this? So I would definitely do that. Get rid of the story. It's clearly not serving you. And let me unpack some more of the stuff you wrote here. Are you using a pixel right now to retarget your ads?
Yeah, I've got it all set up. Yeah, I got email marketing pixels.
What kind of content are you feeding them in the retargeting sequence?
I'm not actually running any retargeting campaigns, but I am collecting pixels and I am collecting all that data.
Okay.
Because I've just recently got back into running ads. Ever since we went to Vegas, from then on, when we decided to move to Portugal, you know, this last 8-9 months, it's just been like massive challenges and massive curveballs. And we just overcome so much to be where we are now. So just recently I've been able to get back into running ads. So,
That's amazing.
Haven't really gone into, you know, going back into retargeting or anything like that.
So what I would recommend you do is, we've talked about this in the past, but maybe it's just better timing now to try this. But I would make a list of 10 to 20 video topics, okay, where you can share, like, who is Felipe? Like, what's your story, bro? And put it into micro content, like, I don't know, 90 seconds, 2 minutes per video, sharing a specific moment in time from your past. So as an example, we just talked about this trigger that you had that needs to be in a video. So when you felt those emotions and something came up for you, that was most likely a memory that you have deep within from some point in your life that someone that is close to you that you love said something or something like that. So how you do the video, you'd go for a walk with your phone and you just turn it on with your headphones in, good audio, and go start the video and be like, when I was 8, that's how you start it. No, hey, what's up? Hey, video, you know, none of that shit at the beginning. When I was 8, my dad, my mom, you know, whatever the truth is, said this about me. And for the last number, 20 years, whatever, I've held that to be true. And I thought I wasn't enough to be successful. And let me tell you something. I realized recently that I am enough, that I can do this. And maybe you're in a similar place. Maybe you've gone your entire life working a job, getting paid much less than you're worth because for whatever reason, somebody told you that you can't make your dreams a reality when you were younger and you believed them and you never gotten over that. And if that's you, I get it. But that doesn't have to be your truth. That doesn't have to be your story. Something along those lines. And it's a short video, right? So then what happens on the retargeting is you get your initial ad pixel. Tomorrow or the next day, they get this video. Now all of a sudden they go, oh shit, Felipe, I didn't realize that we have this thing in common because that happened to me too when I was 11. Happened to you when you're 8. Then the next video is, when I was 19, I was making a decision whether or not I was going to go to college or university or go to work in the oil field. You know, I'm just making the shit up, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, and I made this decision that served me at the time, but I realize now that it wasn't my true purpose in this life. And for the last number of years, I've been living a lie. This is not the life that I wanted. And it wasn't until I came to terms with the fact that I wanted freedom, and you list off all the things that your business can give other people. And I wanted a community. I wanted to have like-minded people who understood me, where I felt like I belonged. And I found that 2 years ago, whatever the number is. And so if that's something that you're looking for, where you feel like you've been living a life that isn't true to yourself and what you truly deserve, I get it. If you want to partner with me, I can show you the community that helped set me free or on my path to freedom or something like that. And click below and watch this web class or reach out to me personally. It's 2 videos. 3 videos. Number 3. So when I was 35, I decided to start my online business. And as many people do, they wanted all the freedom, the laptop lifestyle, hanging out at the beach. And I quickly realized that's not exactly how this shit goes down. I had a lot to learn. I had to overcome some inner demons in my life, some limiting beliefs. I had to make mistakes. I had to learn a lot. Can you relate to this? Have you ever wanted to do something and it didn't quite work out for you the first time? Maybe you've already tried a network marketing business or a home-based business and it didn't quite work out. And now you don't think that you're capable of doing that. Well, let me tell you that that's not true. You see what I'm doing here? 20 of these, bro. All very specific different things that are true that have happened to you. Pop them all into the retargeting pixel and feed that mofo to every one of your leads so they're getting to know, like, and trust Felipe over the course of 180 days when your pixel is on. And it's leverage, bro. They're getting to literally know you in every little one of these micro videos. They're like, damn, Felipe, that's just like me. And it's just a matter of time before they go back to the web class, watch that shit. And now they're not watching it to be like, what is this bullshit this Felipe guy is showing me? They're leaning in going, this is the thing Felipe changed his life with. I need to know the details. See the difference?
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference. Same web class, different preframe. So when we talk about the pixel it's having substance. It's having the human connection. It's going deeper than, hey, check out my 30-minute web class and watch me jump around on these slides. And you know what I mean? It's almost like a circus act. That's how people see it. They're like, oh my God, another one of these fucking things. But when you have substance, when you share real life moments in time in your story, if we look back on our lives, all of us, right? I can do this from my own experience. Probably at my current age, there's less than 20 significant moments in my life that made me either go left or right in terms of where I am today. The choices that I made, the major decisions that I made, the person that I chose to ask to like marry me, for example, which now led to my daughter, you know, the career path that I chose, where I chose to buy a house and live. You know what I mean? Like there is only so many jobs that we've had over the course of our life that all taught us something about ourselves, whether we were on track or off track. There's only so many relationships that we've had. Some of us have gotten married once and been with that person forever. Some of us have, you know, eluded finding somebody for many years and we're still single. Some of us have been divorced. Some of us have lost our parents at a really young age. Some of us have been in an accident and got injured. There's all these defining moments in our life that shaped who we are and what we see about ourselves, the world, and other people that is so important to share in this leveraged way, because when someone gets to know us like this, it's very like, it's a deeper connection, but you're still doing it in a leveraged way. And so by the time they get around to watching the web class or DMing you or messaging you, here's what's going to happen. If they watch your web class, they have a completely different preframe. They're like, I understand why Felipe is doing this business and I want to learn the details. I understand why. I get it. And I want to know. They'll watch the web class. Or they'll message you in the DMs with a long paragraph opening up to you about some deep shit. And you're going to read this and go, holy fuck, I feel like we know each other so well from one message they sent you. Why? Because they've already got to know you from those 20 short videos. So they're now replying to those 20 videos back to you as if you were at a coffee shop having a deep conversation one-to-one with them. And then you're getting these DMs, not this like surface level stuff, but you're like reading this and they're telling you about like how this happened when they were a child and they moved over here. And you're like, whoa, right? It's like real. And so then at that point, you just go into the same conversation, go like, thank you so much for sharing. Sounds very similar to my story, which you already know because you've already shared. Make sense?
Oh.
You got it, bro. You got the recipe for success. You have the recipe for 6A2-8. You have the recipe to be one of the top people in Enagic. Just remove the story, bro. It's not true. I've never seen someone as committed as you for this long doing all the things that you're doing. Like, it's already done, bro. It's in the bag. There is no doubt. You understand?
Yeah, 100%. Thanks for that.
Yeah, man. Just go do it. Explore it, you know, and share this kind of stuff with people. And nothing is missing, dude. You are on the right track. But when you have that intuition on a call with somebody and you want to say something to them that you know can help them, it might hurt their feelings. It might be a little bit aggressive. But I know you feel that intuition on the call. And what you're doing right now is you're not listening to that intuition. You're choosing to be nice Felipe instead. And you're getting no fucking sales because nobody wants nice Felipe. They want authentic, real, true, like the Felipe, the man Felipe. You get it?
Yeah.
And if you give it to them straight and they still don't buy, it's the exact same thing as the result that you're getting right now anyways. So there's no risk. There's no loss. It's still not a sale if it doesn't work out. But the upside is infinite because they might get started and it might be the next Clint Morgan in your downline. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, brother. It's great to have you back. I apologize for making you shed a tear, but I hope it was impactful and transformative for you.
Absolutely. It was so worth it. Thank you so much for that.
All right, brother. Don't let go of that feeling. Really go explore, go journal, go meditate on it, really dig deep, figure out exactly where it came from. And then That's part of the healing process.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man. Keep crushing it. You're, like I said, you're right there, but nothing's missing. You got it all. All right, next question.
I hope you found something useful here to help you unlock more freedom in your life. We're just getting started. So if there's something you want to hear or a guest you want me to have on the podcast, shoot me a message at The Diamond Life Mentor on Instagram and let me know. You can discover incredibly helpful resources and more ways to build your diamond life now at my website, balazswcardos.com. At the end of the day, this is all about bettering yourself and helping others. So if you think you can help someone else by sharing this podcast, that would be the ultimate win for me. And of course, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening.